'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through Kabaraland, things were just ducky, not a glitch to be had. Walla Walla was ready, as was Micah and Stansgar, Elk Butte and Kamiak, listening for signals so far. H.Z.T. Hazelnut, that net manager guy, was putting last touches to the nut roster, oh my. Oh, he put on headphones and plugged in the key, fired up the rig, and worked a North Pole pileup. Whoopee! One call, that's all, he exclaimed in the night. To the rest of his sure, it was a pure delight. When asked how he does it, he explained quite succinctly, silicone sealant is the secret completely. A little dab here, a gob in the hair, and the DX just sticks to the rig right there. Dennis was working his master spreadsheet, knowing that this was really some kind of feat. He marked a bit here and marked a bit there to make doggone sure there was no error. When it was finished and he knew it was right, he'd be ready for pileups that would offer him no fright. Duff's reoccurring ham radio dream, a shiny new dual bander on his motorcycle machine. Glenn's 9100, fresh back from ICOM, had a great big note that said, dum-de-dum-dum, please operate on 12 instead of 48, and that warranty you have will work out just great. Betsy and Jim all tucked into bed with visions of retirement dancing in their heads. Scott was at ready for a foxy flyby, and Jim up and Addy ready with a new call, hi-hi. Jan and Roy chimed in to say, won't hold it here, and have a good day. Good day. Good day. Good day. That CDP person, that grand poopah of same, said know-all and tell-all was the name of his game. Better watch out when you check into his net, 'cause Shanty is listening. There you go, you bet. John Boy of Napomo, his reputation precedes him. Ah, hey, let's give him a break this holiday season. I just settled in for a bit of a nap when all of a sudden I heard this big zap. I ran to the rig to see what could have happened. The S-meter pegged. Oh, such nirvana. Then next to the window, I looked to the sky to see what could have generated that RF so high. Away in the distance, the moon made it gleam. An object of lust, a step IR beam. It was attached to a sleigh flying high in the sky with a white-bearded driver. Oh, my. That little old driver looked mighty familiar. That beard white as snow, that hat, oh, go figure. He circled my J-pole and stopped dead in his tracks, slid down the coax, and right into the shack. Yep, it was Santa, his mission quite clear. Clean up our system and bring holiday cheer. No more buzzing, no more cracking, no more lids attacking. Just the good old QSOs and the fun we were lacking. He reached into his sack and read a schematic, something about John Boy, but don't panic. Echolink came next, IRLP2, and the East-West trunk fix, yahoo-hoo. And what was that there? That object of lust. A brand new ICOM repeater, and guess what? No rust. Then he grabbed his HT, looked me straight in the eye, punched a code on the pad, and was gone. Goodbye. Then came his final right over the air. It was copied worldwide, copied everywhere. It said, Merry Christmas to all, and to Guevara, good night.